What's up, planner lovers? It's your girl Sharice, and I'm back for this week's episode of the Plan on Purpose podcast. This week, we have Shalonda from Indy and Ivy Inc. When I tell you this was such a great conversation, she has this infectious laugh and spirit that just, it caught me. It caught me the whole time. We chatted about her success as a business owner, what it's like to juggle all of these things and be, you know, a single mom, co-parenting, and making all the things happen really on her own. She was so real about all of the things that it takes to run her business as a solo entrepreneur. And I'm here for the whole conversation and the whole vibe. So I hope you are too. Hey, if you like what you're hearing, make sure you share it with a friend. Head on over to Plan on Purpose on Instagram and share this podcast. Also, make sure you leave a comment underneath any of the posts that I have and let me know, as well as my guests, how this episode resonated with you. Don't forget, like, share, and subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts. And if you really love me, leave a review. Let's get into it. So tell me how you got into planning.
So this is a common story. It's a rabbit hole, right? So it first started, I first started crafting, I want to say around 2015. And I started doing it right after my first daughter was born because I was a stay-at-home mom. And I needed something to do. I didn't just want to watch TV all day. So what I did was I got into craft scrapbooking. So I started scrapbooking our maternity photos, her photos, and just watching YouTube. Because YouTube is a consistent DIY learning tool for everyone. Everybody can know how to do the same craft, but everybody does it differently. So you can learn, you know, your own niche on how you want to portray it once you do your craft. So I did that. Then I got onto this platform, and I always forget this platform, but it was called Periscope. And I know everybody was on Periscope. So Periscope is where I met every influential crafter, card maker, DIYer, colorist. And it just started to evolve after that. I mean, it was an immediate rabbit hole. I mean, I have Copic markers. I have pigment markers, pigment ink pads, stamps galore. If I ever did a tour of my desk, like, people would be like, oh my God, you become a crafting hoarder. After that, I started seeing these beautiful projects with the silhouette, like the cameo. And then I started seeing projects with the Cricut. So then I did a 6-month research on both machines, on which one was better than the other. And to me, silhouette was better because you could import any different image you want and turn it into something beautiful for you. Whereas Cricut, it has to be licensed in order for you to bring it into the system. And I'm like, if I want to be unique and different, you have to, you know, plug, play, pull, and, you know, just make your own design. So I said, I'm going to stick with Cameo. And I did that. And then I started making paper clips. Then I started looking at these different paper clips. I stumbled onto Etsy. Lord, the worldwide global, I want to say, enabler.
Etsy is a definite enabler. It gets us all.
It does. So I started seeing all these like handcrafted paper clips that were made out of paper. And I'm like, oh, I can do that. So I first started as Indy and I. And because I had already had Indy, so I said, let me just name it Indy and I. And I started doing paper clips made out of paper. And when I first started, I was like, oh my God, these are so thin. You know, I don't feel right charging these prices because I was doing price comparative prices. Like, okay, they're doing that clip then, and it's $4.95, then this clip should be $4.95. But after a while, I started to do more research. And one day I was like, let me use this poundage of paper, triple it, and then put the design on top. So that way you have a really thick paper clip. And then now I can, it'll be worth the price. So that's what I did. And I started doing paper clips, and I debuted them at Black Women Who Plan to Create, along with a few sticker sheets. And then everything, like, I sold out. Like, that was my first vending experience, and it was amazing. Like, to just go home and know that I've made money off of my craft and that people loved it and it was good quality. So I just thrive on good quality. So if it's not good to me, then I don't put it in the shop. So it just all happened. Just being a stay-at-home mom and still wanting to be productive, that's how I stumbled into the craft world. And then from the craft world, right into the planner world. And then, boom, I'm on Etsy September 11th, 2016.
Wow, that's amazing to hear, because you have this opportunity that you kind of saw was there. And you're like, I kind of can do this, because that's exactly how I started, too. I was like, I can make that. And then, boom, you start doing it.
Yes, that's how it happens. You're like, I don't want to spend the money. Let me see if I can do it. And then you spend like $50 when you could have just spent $4.95. But it's the satisfaction that you're like, you did it.
I did. And we're not even talking about also the countless hours, right? Because sometimes I've spent so much time, like when I used to make dividers, I spent so much time and then I'm like, this is amazing. And I put it in there and it's like an inch too short or whatever. And I just did spent 6 hours working on it. But I'm like, you know what? I don't care. It's in my planner.
And it's self-gratifying.
Yes, absolutely. You start this business, you know, you've got your daughter, you're kind of running it, everything is working well, and you start to scale because you've gotten to where you are, you know, now. Like, when you started to scale, how did you handle that growth?
To be honest, when I first started, I was very intimidated and lax. And the reason being is because you look at other people who are doing the same thing that you are doing, and they're bigger than you. And you tend to do that because it's just human nature. So what I did was I read a lot on, you know, being positive with yourself, staying in your own lane. We all have our own lane that we need to stay in, and not look towards other people and say, oh, I want that. I want that. Your time is going to come. So what I did was I basically just stayed stagnant for a little while, stayed in my lane and just slowly, you know, listen to critique, listen to other customers or clients and what they had to say. And then I would, you know, slowly put things out there. Because if you do that and you're listening to the client and the customer, you're giving them what they want. And they know a little bit more than you do, because although you are the person that's behind the scenes making it, they're the person that's buying it. So you need their, you know, their input so you can make your money back. And it's just being different, and everything I make has a purpose. I can't just put something out there because I see another shop is, you know, making money off of it. Like, there's like three other shops doing it. Why would I want to do it? What can I do with that that is different? So I always look for an alternate road where they didn't think of it, and then it's innovative. So it's just taking your time. Owning your own business doesn't happen overnight. Growing followers doesn't happen overnight. And followers doesn't mean that you're a huge entity in this big pool of people. It's your customers that make you. Because you can have 20,000 followers. You can have 30,000 followers. But you can get 2 likes on your pictures. You understand what I'm saying? So it's like, I have this amount of followers and I only have this amount of likes, but it's not about that. It's about who does see you, who posts you. Sometimes it's not about spending the money either. It's about just reposting or, you know, saying a nice comment about somebody, taking their picture off their page and being like, have you seen this shop? Have you heard of this shop? Sometimes it's not always about spending money. It's about the gratitude of the customer just showing you off. So I think by people constantly doing that, it builds a rapport. And then when they do have the time and they do have the financials to help, you know, buy your product, then they will do that. And then their friends can do that, or, you know, vice versa. So one hand washes the other. So that's how I figure, like, just take your time when running a business. Because now it's been, what, since 2016? We're in 2021, I still consider myself a small business. I do everything in-house by myself. I'm now learning to outsource. I do always ask for grace and patience because I am a one-person shop. I answer my own emails. Sometimes emails fall through. I'll do shipping times and then like I'm behind a week and I'm just like, oh my God, what am I going to do? And then I try to push myself to get everything out. Sometimes I'll get everything out and then I'll miss the email that says, hey, I didn't get a notification about my order. And then like 3 days later, they're like, oh, never mind. I received it. So it's just like, oh my God, I'm sorry. I missed your email. It's just like, I get so in tune with getting everything out and pushing it out that I kind of fail in certain aspects. And as a shop owner, I don't mind admitting that because I'm human. But I always try to give you the best product out there that I can from an in-house perspective rather than outsourcing.
Yeah, I think that's the thing that we kind of have to remember as consumers is that some people are just, you know, running things out of their home and it's just the one person and, you know, you want to, everybody is not Walmart. Like, you know what I mean? Everybody's not Amazon. But I think places like Walmart and Amazon, as good as they are sometimes for us as consumers, can also be damaging for some business owners because you're like, well, I paid for shipping and I was expecting to get it, you know, a week from now or whatever, however. And you're like, this is not Amazon. It's not 2-day shipping. Like I have to, you know, print your things. I have to package your things. I have to put everything together. I have to take it to the post office. Like, yeah. I have kids. I have a life. Like, I'm trying to, you know, I'm running my business Monday through Friday. But at the same time, like.
Yeah. And there's some late nights. I have late nights. And I do a lot of pre-cutting. So, like, if I have a new release, I will definitely pre-cut. But if you order outside of the pre-cut, then it's going to take a little bit more time because I may not have the items that you have had in stock. Like the last pre-cut I had, I'm actually working on those orders right now. So they'll be out by tomorrow. But it's just like I've had somebody order something from like 2015 and I'm like, oh my God, I don't have that.
It's me. It's probably me because I'm not even going to hold you up. I haven't ordered. I haven't been ordering a lot just because life. But I did see your like May the 4th. And I was like, I might have to grab that because I'm a huge Star Wars fan.
Yes, that one sells a lot. So if I gauge it, I'll gauge some kits that I know sell very often. So those I'll always keep on hand. But it's always the ones that's like, I don't think it's going to sell. And they're like, oh, let me get 3 of those. And I'm like, oh, what?
You're like, you wanted that one? Okay, hold on. Let me get this together.
But yes, it's hard being a one person, you know, shop. Like me, for a big shop is somebody where you have the team to like really, really help you. Like you have your packer, you have your shipper, you have your cutter. But when it's just you doing everything, it gets kind of difficult. And I feel like, you know, bigger shops set that expectation where like some people will place an order and then like 10 minutes later, boom, they got a shipping notification. I wish I could do that. Sometimes I do. Depending on what it is, I'm like, oh, it's just one item. Throw it in the bag. Yeah. Goodbye. But sometimes I can't do that. So it's like, work with the small shops, y'all. Work with us.
But you're killing it though. How do you do that? Also balancing life as a mom, because you've posted and talked a little bit about how you're co-parenting with your ex, and that has to be tough. So how do you balance it all?
Prayer, girl.
I mean, all
prayer
of that.
And a strong. I do have a circle. It's very small, but I'm not going to lie. Like when I do get down and out, they are there to listen to me and give me advice. Even my brand ambassadors, like I love them. Like we've built a bond where like if somebody has an issue, like we'll all go in the room and then we'll, you know, converse with each other. Some of them will, you know, come to me on the side and they'll pray with me, like things like that. Like it's something where you find those people who are for you. So you just have to find that little tribe, because if you don't have that tribe, sometimes it can be overwhelming. And I didn't have a tribe because every time I thought I had one, it would be, you know, like a split thread, like it wasn't really genuine. And I'm pretty sure a lot of people in the planner community can relate. I've had friendships where I thought like this was the best friendship, and then it just wasn't. It's just the season changed, and then so did they. So, but that's not going to stop me from having a good heart and the person that I am. I'm not going to let that ruin my story. And I don't talk bad about them. Like, you know, it is what it is. They were good at that time, and then the season just changed. Just like we have summer, winter, spring, and fall. It just happens.
Yeah. And it sucks when you mistake those people who are supposed to be there for a season for like, this is lifetime, or this is, you know, this person I'm going to know. And then you go like, oh, wait a minute, like, this is not that.
But it's also a learning experience. So now when you have other friendships, you're able to see, you know, those red flags. You're able to know, you know, okay, this is a friend, but this is not like, yeah, you know, a lifetime. This may be an acquaintance. This may be somebody who you can learn off of and you can share thoughts and things like that, but you can't share your home life with. So everything is very trying and learning. And you just have to figure it out. I mean, nobody's perfect. Mm-hmm. We're all human. We make mistakes. Absolutely. So it's just about, you know, finding that and just being humble while you're doing it. Stop judging books by their covers first, because you never know what somebody's story is going forward. But whatever you do, just do it with grace and just move forward. Don't dwell too much, because then you overthink. And then when you overthink, you start to go into your emotional state. And then when you go into emotional state, you can go into rage. And then from rage, you know, you do things you're not supposed to do. So you just gotta, you know, you journal, you plan, you do what you need to do. You write it out. You call a friend, you call a hotline, right? Something.
I mean, look, you talking to me. I'm going to just sit here and act like you're not talking to me, but you talking to me. It's fine. I'm not mad about it. Maybe I needed that today. Like, it's perfectly fine. I know, I appreciate that perspective, because sometimes it's just hard, like, and you want so much, and I'm working on it, but I'm very much a all in kind of person. Like, I'm very much all in. Like, okay, be cool. We're talking, we're getting to know each other. We're vibing, we're sharing things. And then, you know, all of a sudden, like, I'm like, hey, are we goal planning together this year? Or what are your things you want to do? Or how can I help? And how can, and then, you know, you just can't do that with everybody. You just can't.
Yeah, you can't. Not everybody will accept your kind heart, or love the same, just because not everybody's built the same. Yeah. And it's not to say that everybody has a bad heart, but some people take people with good hearts and overuse them, mm-hmm. Because they know they can. Mm-hmm. So it's up to you, the person with the good heart, to kind of weed out, you know, those people who you see are taking too much advantage because they know they have the convenience.
Yeah.
But you start to notice it if you start to ask them for the same things that you need, or vice versa, and they're not doing it, then that's time for you to be like, okay, hold up.
Right.
We're not doing it.
Right.
So next time you ask me for something,
right,
it's going to be a hard no. Okay. Okay.
So while you were growing and changing and everything, you kind of had to separate yourself. You talk about this a little bit. You've had to separate yourself in order to grow, or you felt like you lost a lot of people who were there. What was that like for you? And do you feel like it's necessary to kind of set yourself apart sometimes in order to grow?
I think you have to set yourself apart in order to grow. Because if you don't, you wind up putting yourself in a toxic mental state. So even if you like write it out or talk to someone, again, always talking to someone outside of the equation helps, because they have their own perspective. So just talking to someone helps. And if you can't, again, call a hotline. Talking to a stranger could probably help, because their perspective may be different as well. It's about opening up your critical thinking and finding what it is that can help you. So when it was time for me and those friendships broke up, I was able to have somebody there to, you know, tell me what it was. Like, you know, this is what it is. This is what you should do, and do it and see what happens. It's going to take time. It hurts, because emotions were involved, families were involved, kids were involved. You know, when you have friends, everybody, you know, brings kids around. Like, it's a whole big space. You're inviting them into your home and all these things. They know personal things about you. So now you feel jaded. Like, well, what happened? But then you can't think about stuff like that because, you know, if your heart was good the whole time, they're the ones missing out, not you.
When you started to grow really and got into a space where you were like, okay, now I'm about to partner with Michaels, like that was huge. How did that go for you? What did that feel like? And how did you manage kind of like going into that? Because I know it had to feel like you said yourself earlier, like, hey, I'm a small shop. I'm just one person. And now you're being approached by this big entity that have other people have partnered with, and you're in there, you know, buying your own things, I'm assuming. How did that go for you?
Well, in order for me to get into Michaels, it actually came through Paper House. So Shayna had approached me about, you know, collabing with Paper House. And I was excited about that because I used to use her stuff when I used to scrapbook. So I'm like, oh, my God, this is exciting. Paper House. So I was like, wow. And then like a couple of months after that, we did the designs and everything. And she was like, we're going to be in Michaels. And I was like, oh, what? She was like, yeah, you and 10 other and 9 other artists. And I was just like, wow. Like, I used to shop at Michaels all the time. Like, my ex used to make fun of me, like, oh, you should just buy shares at Michaels. So when I got into Michaels, I was like, you remember when you told me I should buy shares? How about you buy shares? Because I'm in Michaels.
I'm in that thing.
I'm in there like swimwear. Now you can pick me up. So it was exciting. It was so surreal. Just because I never thought that would happen. I just thought I would be, you know, with Paper House. But it made me really think that people are looking for me. Because I always think nobody's looking for Indian Ivy Inc. Like, whatever. Like, yeah, I have stickers. Yeah, I'm about, you know, being confident and trying to find your inner, you know, your inner fire. But it's just like, I didn't think it would go to Michaels, and it did. So it was just really surreal for me. And I'm glad that it happened. My daughters were excited about it. I was able to take them and let them see, like, look, mommy's in Michaels. And I'm so happy to just that Shayna was really the one that like was like, no, you need to do this. Like, you and these 9 other artists are the bomb. Let's go. Let's do it. And then we did it, and it was there. And even that day, I was like, I'm still a small shop. Just because it's like the recognition, it's more of recognition for me because you're getting the product that's mass produced. Whereas if you come to me, then I know you're mine forever because I'm hand cutting, I'm hand packaging everything. And it's more intimate when it comes from me rather than it being store bought. And even when they did purchase from me, I still wrapped it really pretty and, you know, sent it out in a cute little bubble mailer.
Right. We love good packaging. We love good packaging.
Yes. So I'm trying.
Yeah, but that's amazing. I saw that too, your connection with Paper House as well. And I was like, I thought maybe I got it backwards, especially since I'm not there. I don't keep up with everything.
Yeah,
I try.
It's fine.
I try. I was like, oh, I know she's in there. I was so excited for you, even though I didn't know you. I have been following your shop for a while. So I was really, really excited for you because I'm like, I know that's huge. And then also too, like, just I think there's a lot of times when you have groups of people that are around you that know you that are like, yes, like, you know, we love her. We love her shop. We love everything. And then you don't have people who don't know you. So there are people who like they stand for the things that you do. They like they love it. And then people who don't know you. And it's not because like they're not necessarily checking for you. It's just maybe because they didn't know that they needed to yet. Like they didn't even know you were there. They're like, oh, I'm looking for these stickers. They might have looked for exactly what you had, but they didn't know. So having just a little bit more exposure helps that person that like didn't necessarily know who you were, who should have known because you the bomb, but they didn't know.
Thank you.
They didn't know.
They didn't know. Yeah.
But it's good.
It takes time to grow. Yeah, yeah. It just takes time to grow. And it's up to you to have patience. You know, patience doesn't bloom overnight. It does take time. There's some times when I got frustrated where, you know, I was like, I'm going to close. Like, I don't want this business anymore. I'm going to close. I'm just going to go back to corporate. And I have gone, even with the business, when the business slowed down tremendously, because I knew way before that, I knew when the Michaels release was coming, but I just couldn't say anything. And business had slowed down tremendously for me. And I was just like, I'm going to just take a step back and, you know, focus on me, see, you know, what I need to get back into. I love hospitality. My last job before I was substitute teaching last year was hotels. So I was actually a front desk manager at a hotel. That was my career for like 12 years. It was front desk at hotels. So once I couldn't do that anymore because of the schedule with the kids, because I only wanted 7 to 3 shifts, I couldn't do 3 to 11s because then I wouldn't see my kids. I was like, okay, I'll just substitute teach because now I have the same schedule as them and I can maneuver. So I did that for a little bit and then bam, COVID hits. And I'm like, oh. I was like, you gonna come throw this little funky monkey wrench over here.
Right.
So I was like, you know what? Now it's time to buckle down. And I did it last year and then it was still slow, but I was trying. You know, it's hard for me to post on Instagram, like daily, like, cause I'm like, oh, everything has to be perfect. Everything has to be perfect. The picture, the flat lay, the everything needs to stand for something. That's why it takes so long for me to do it. And it's just like, sometimes it can't be about that, but my shop prides itself on everything being done for a reason. Every kit has a reason. Everything I put in the shop speaks for itself in some way of, you know, aspiration or affirmation. It just needs to speak to the person that's buying it. And if it doesn't speak, then I can't put it in. It doesn't matter how much clip art comes out. Just because 5 shops have the kit by tomorrow doesn't mean I'm going to have that same kit in the shop because it may not speak to me in the way that it may need to as far as my shop representation. So, yeah.
Yeah, and I feel like people can get that when they purchase it. Like there were certain ones that I was looking at and I'm like, oh, like, yes, I see where she's going with this. I really like that. I need to see that. And why, I can't speak for everyone else, but I know I speak for myself. Whenever I'm doing both of those things, like decorating and then having functionality and then having cuteness, it's all for a reason too. Like it's all for a reason. Like what I'm doing both, I want to see what I want to see. When I'm decorating, of course, I want to see certain things. I mean, functional, planning, you know, I want to see certain things for a reason, but like when I'm decorating, like I want to see Black Girl Magic. I want to see, you know, whatever I'm looking at, I want to see it because it's me and it represents me. And so I'm sure people can feel that whenever they're picking up things because they are buying it because they like it. They like the way it looks or it represents them in some way. And so I think you do a great job with that.
Thank you.
So how often do you sit back and really just look at all of the things that you have accomplished? Because I am listening to your story and I'm hearing you say you started, you know, in 2016 and now it's 2021 and you've gotten some, you know, these partnerships, you've been in Michaels, you've, you know, sold, you know, X amount, you know, put the number there in your head. But how often do you stop by and just stop there and just go, you know, I did this?
I'm going to be honest with you. Never. I'm just moving forward. I don't know where my goal is going to take me. Because of the company, I was actually able to buy my first car at 35.
Oh, yay. Congratulations.
On my own. So I was able to do that. I just see it as a way of survival. Now that I'm a mom of 2 and I'm co-parenting, I don't really look at what I've gained from the company. I just look more as how I'm providing for my family from the company, because this is my only source of income because COVID shut it down. Like,
girl, yeah.
And because of COVID, I was able to at least add, you know, some alternative payments to the shop because I know things are hard. Even when I try to get on live, I always tell people, you don't have to buy from me right away. Like I try not to take a lot of things out of my shop unless it doesn't sell. And if you do have the option to use any one of the 4 payment alternatives, make sure it's something that you can budget. It's always going to be there. Even if you buy 1 or 2 sticker sheets, that's okay. But make sure that you want to spend that $4 for shipping. You know, like, don't buy the one sticker sheet that's $3.50 and then pay the $4 for shipping. You know, I feel like you're cheating yourself. Get what you can when you can. I'm not here for your money. I'm here to, you know, provide you with essentials. I'm here to let you know that you can, just by posting something from my page or anything like that, is money for me enough, because you may reach somebody that didn't know that I was around, like you said, and they might stumble upon and they might, you know, drop a bag for all I know. I don't know. So, just getting the message out there. I do need to put up more of my self-affirmations for sure. Sometimes I need to look at my own self-affirmations. I have bad days, like, especially being a single mom, it's not easy. Co-parenting isn't always easy. But I do try to include him as often as I can without being on Snapped.
Girl. Listen.
I mean, it's for the kids. So it's just, I've never really sat back and looked at what I've accomplished so much as what I'm providing for my family, if that makes any sense.
No, it does. I still think, you know, one of these days in your beautiful office, that you should sit back and have a cup of whatever you drink, coffee, tea, wine, and just...
And put
your feet up and say, I did this and I'm proud of this, because you have accomplished quite a bit. I mean, I'm giving you the talk that somebody just had to give me, you know, recently. So
right.
I'm just regurgitating, because sometimes I do the same thing to myself. I'm sitting here like, girl,
like word vomit. You're vomiting me back.
It's like, girl, you need to do this. You need to make sure you're posting this. You need to make sure you do that. And then my friend was like, but why? Like, you're literally doing X, Y, and Z, and you've accomplished so much already in the span that you're in the situation that you're in. And that's something to be proud of.
Because we don't always see it, because we're our own hardest critics.
Yeah.
And I think that's what it is. Like, there's so much that I want to do that I feel like I haven't done. So I still feel like, oh, I'm small shop, whatever. And I have people in my circle like, small where? Like, do you see that people, they post your stuff, you go on their page, you like it, you repost it, you're doing things that maybe other shop owners aren't doing, you know, you're trying. So that's what counts. And I'm like, yeah, but that's just human nature for me.
Right.
Like, me going and looking for my stuff. And it's not because I'm doing it for clout. I'm doing it because I care. It's my product.
Yeah.
That's who I am. And a lot of people don't, I feel like some people don't think that that's who I am, because when I had broke up with my kid's father, I was super like sensitive. Like, everything made me cry. Oh, I was just like, why is this happening to me? And you know, people fed off of that. And they have this, people who were close to me that are no longer close to me, I know that they banked off that, you know, and it's kind of like they use that in a way to, you know, kind of like maybe put me down, not in my face, but behind my back. So it's just like they still have that seed planted in, you know, their brain that, oh, she's sensitive. She's a crybaby. She's this, she's that. But yeah, I was going through something at that time, and it takes time for people to grow. But come at me now and I'm a totally different person. Like, we're not going to do this. I already know how you feel. I've heard it on the play in the streets. We ain't going to do that. We going to head nod and keep it moving. Here's the peace sign. Stay over there. I'm going to stay over here, and we're going to keep it cordial that way. So it's all about growth. It's all about maturity. Yes, it takes time. And you can't judge a book by its cover, again, because you don't know what the next chapter is going to lead that person to. So my chapters just led me to be a little bit more stronger than I was before. Growth, cut people out if you need to, unfollow in real life. Not everything you see on Instagram is real.
Talk about it.
And it's hard for me to post on Instagram. Like, it's hard for me to say, oh, I'm feeling amazing today, when really I just want to curl up in a ball and not do any orders and just kiss my kids and just watch TV and binge watch whatever they want to watch and just eat ice cream and popcorn all day. Like, that's what I want to do. But I can't do that because I run a business, and I'll get emails. Where's my order? Where's my order if I'm behind? And I have to answer those emails, and I have to send out this product, and I have to make sure that I'm on my P's and Q's, because I don't want a bad review. There are sometimes I forget to put things in people's items, and then they use that famous word, how do we rectify this? And I'm like, why do you have to use that word?
Not that word.
Like, you're angry at me. I'm human. It's just me. Yeah. So, I mean, it just, it's all about, again, growth. And I've had such an amazing journey with just growing with my circle. And I'm so grateful for them. Even the new people that are coming into my life and just, you know, supporting me for me. And they know my heart.
Yeah. Have you met a lot of friends in the planner community? Have you had a lot of success? Like, well, I mean, in terms of the people you're close to now, have some of them come from the planner community?
They have, yeah. I have maybe awesome. Two or three that are outside of the planner community that I'm like really, really close to. But inside the planner community, I have some as well. And I have some really good, I don't even want to say like colleagues. I have some really, really good friends. And then I have those that are like really, really close to me. And we talk every day. You know, we plan family gatherings together and things like that. And those are my people, like those are my persons. And without yeah. them, I wouldn't have grown to the person that I am now, honestly. Because there's been a lot of just behind the scenes scandal about just me alone. That's like, and I'm putting it out there because it happens. A lot of shops go through that, like, especially the ones who you don't think, we go through it. And we hear what you don't think that we hear. And we, it's all how we digest it. So without those people, I would not be at the stance where I am now. Because if it was up to me, you know, I'd throw on the Reeboks and meet you at the flagpole, no problem.
Not at the flagpole.
Don't think that because you see somebody smiling with two little girls that, you know, can't bust a move. So
I mean, yeah,
you have to play it by ear, and you have to have that tribe that's, you know, behind you 100%, that even if they did hear something, they will tell that person, like, look, we're not going to do this. If you have a problem with that person, you go confront that person and you get it taken care of. Again, even within the planner community, outside of the planner community, communicate. Stop going through Tom, Dick, and Harry to find out information and go straight to the source. That's the problem that we have. As women, we can be so loving and nurturing, but at the same time, we can be very catty and conniving. So if we cut that part out and just go straight to the source and ask the right questions, we can get so much more accomplished.
Yeah, I definitely feel you on that. What ways are you practicing your self-care? Because you are doing a lot. So how are you taking care of you nowadays?
Well, I actually have a friend of mine from my daughter's school who makes sure every 2 weeks we go get our nails did and our eyebrows done and my feet done. So I've been doing that lately as far as self-care. I did just get a steamer and a facial steamer along with a facial brush, but I've always been into, like, you know, getting myself back intact as much as I can. I don't do it often, but when I do it, I take my time and I do it. Especially it's COVID. Not to say that we have nothing but time, but we have some type of time now to at least try to do it at home. So now that I'm able to, like, get my nails done, get my feet done and things like that, and I'm getting dragged out the house every 2 weeks, and then she'd be complaining that I'd be late, but she'd be lying on me, but it's okay.
It'd be you. You'd be late. Don't worry about it. It's okay. I know.
She's actually here right now.
Hi, friend. It's okay. I know, though. I know how I go. Like, it be like that sometimes. We just be late.
But she makes sure I get out the house because she knows. So it's been like maybe 2 months already, and I'm actually enjoying like Fridays. You know, we go at 10 o'clock in the morning when this line open. First people there, in and out, we go get our little chicken patties and veggie patties, and we just crack jokes, and then we go get the kids at 2:45, and then they have their little play date, and then that's it. So that's it's cool. Fun. But skincare is everything, especially now during COVID, because now you can kind of take the time to see what works best for you. You're not really rushing out to work, and you're not really, you know, rushing many places. So now's the time to take the time for you, if you can, to just learn your skin especially with the seasons change. Sometimes one thing might work this season, but not work next season. So I'm learning things like that right now. And I haven't had any heat in my hair for about, I want to say, 9 months. And I've been on just braiding and locking my hair with the protective style. So, I mean, my hair has grown at least maybe four or five inches or so since then. So in about 2 weeks, I'm actually going to take it out and actually straighten it for the first time this year and see where my progress has gone. But that's about it. That's my self-care. I spend money on getting my hair done now when I can and getting my nails done. Those are my fetishes.
Yeah. I'm glad that you said that you work on skincare, because I know I'm like, every time I see you post pictures, I'm like, how? Because her skin, she looking at like about 25, yes. Talking about she's 35. Where? Where?
Yes. Like, everybody, where? I still get carded, girl.
Yeah, see, listen, I'm ready. I'm ready for that. For me to walk somewhere, they like, okay, are you sure you are? Am I sure? I am.
Right.
I'm ready, okay?
But you
look amazing. So I'm doing the same thing.
That's right. Indulging yourself every once in a while. You have to.
Absolutely.
And it's COVID. Do it.
Oh,
do
girl. It. And it's COVID.
Do it. You ain't going outside. You ain't going outside. Learn your makeup colors. Learn the correct skin tone color for you. You can try different makeups. Mm-hmm. Like me, I know I can't use foundation. It aggravates my skin and it clogs my pores. And then I get like these crazy like blackheads and my skin feels disgusted with me. And I'm just like, I'm so sorry.
Like, my bad.
My bad. Like too. On my birthday.
I thought I was the only one. I talked to my skin and I talked to my hair. When I be doing stuff in my hair, I'm like, I'm sorry,
yes.
Boo. You know, we've been in a puff for 2 weeks. That's my bad. Like,
I do that. I talk to my plants too. I don't care.
Yeah. See? Thank you so much for sticking around for this week's episode of the Plan on Purpose podcast. Of course, I want to thank Shalonda for hanging out with me and for sharing her story. I think it was amazing, and I know I needed to hear all of the gems that she dropped. Y'all make sure y'all show her some love, because she is a solo entrepreneur and she is over there making it happen. If you would like to learn more about Indian Ivy Inc., or if you just want to support and see all the amazing things that she is producing, make sure you check the show notes so that, you know, you can go say what's up. And don't forget to tell her that Charisse from Plan on Purpose sent you. Hey, make sure you like, share, and subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts. And don't forget to leave a review. If you don't want to leave a review or can't wherever you listen to podcasts, make sure you head over to Instagram at Plan on Purpose and comment underneath the post or send me a message. I love reading what you have to say about each of these episodes. And as always, I'm ready to talk if you're ready to listen.